can't even see on, honey. Anyway, this is Harold. This is Speedway City, USA, coming up. I can't find Beauty. Damn it.
Hello?
Hey, Beauty! You're there! I hear you, honey! Hang on! He's coming to get you! Okay, folks, Speedway City, USA, it's starting! Here we go!
Get up, Grandpa. Don't you know it's daylight saving time?
Yeah, I know it. I don't know who in the world ever got it up. It don't do nobody a bit of good.
Let me tell the story. I can tell it all about the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey, but he drove the load. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville. Sometimes
left us town. Evening, everybody! This is Harold, and this is Speedway City, USA. We're here to talk about racing. I gotta get up my bifocals, because the daggone race results I got are too daggone small. Hard to read. But we've been talking about that Bass Pro Sport 500 from Atlanta. And we'll also be talking about a great race from way back in 1952. That was when racing was real good, folks. But anyway, Beauty will be here with her widows, too.
I'll be packing strychnine.
Strychnine? That can get you in trouble, honey.
It's in trouble in most states.
Yes, it could. Yes, it could. But it was an adventurous week for us. We're here to talk about racing, though, not rutabagan. Don't understand how those crazy kids could mistake a rutabaga for a pumpkin.
That's not how he's raised.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so, honey.
Ain't never seen tigers, man.
No! No tigers in the doggone tank, I'm telling you. Right? Anyway, folks, this is Harold, that's Beauty, and this is Speedway City, USA. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we'll tell you all about the race down in Atlanta. It were a good one. Don't you go nowhere. We're not done with you yet.
This is Carbon Super Sport from RacerDogs.com with an important message. Do you have a human at home that needs a new outfit? Why not visit RacerDogs.com and pick out a shirt or two from my own carbon-approved collection? Now, I'm not going to tell you how I approve these magnificent articles of clothing, but I will guarantee you that everything is now dry and ready to ship to your doorstep. So please visit RacerDogs.com today. I work for biscuits, and I'm starting to get hungry.
HotJackets.com has the best pricing and selection of NASCAR jackets you'll find anywhere. These same jackets are priced as high as $200 or more at the track, but HotJackets has them for just $99. Coming this fall, the brand new Superman jacket, and in stock now is the complete Ricky Bobby Talladega Nights collection. You can also find many of your favorite college teams and the cool new Muppets jackets, too. HotJackets.com, your only choice for the complete selection of JH Design Line jackets at the best price anywhere.
So cool, so covered, and when I say, that is why I love the head plate. I put it in my head, I use it ever.
us out at headblade.com.
Headblade.
Rocky
Top!
That
sounds
like your head.
Yeah, that's Rocky Head, all right. Is that the other song that they sing about me?
Rocky Head?
Good old Rocky Head! Got an IQ of 4! Got an IQ of 4! Good old Rocky Head! Yeah. My mama used to say I was dumber than a rutabaga, and now I'm farming rutabagas. How dumb is that? Pretty dumb, huh?
Dumb, all right.
Yeah. Gotta love that Rocky Top, though. That's your musical guest for today.
There's the Osborne Brothers.
Yeah, there's.
Bobby and Sonny.
That just makes me want to get up and dance. Just dance around the cabin.
Did you know that in the group Diamond Rio, that guitar picker Dana... He's the nephew of the Osborne Brothers.
Well, he sure don't play as good as these boys.
He's got that right.
Yeah. They sure can pick.
I think they took their vitamins.
They sure done.
Maybe they're drinking that vitamin water.
Well... Hope they're driving a better-looking car than Casey Kane was. That old Spitfire, that thing was ugly. Ugly, I'm telling you.
Drinking that water, he probably did.
Probably you drink that water, it probably messes with your eyesight or something. Just don't get it. Damn it.
I have a lower opinion where it would be messing with.
Really? What'd you be messing with?
Yeah, some lower.
It's probably
a lot lower than your head.
Probably best not to go into too much detail. Some people might be eating dinner right now.
I know, but you start drinking that mineral vitamin water, things going to happen. It's just inevitable.
That's for sure.
So some horse.
Well, it was inevitable that Tony Stewart was going to win another race.
It was inevitable. That was written in the stars.
And he done did it.
He did so, in big time fashion.
He won a scary looking trophy.
Yeah, I wanted to get my old shotgun and try and get that thing running the wrong direction.
Can you imagine you got that in the corner of the cabin? And it dark at night, you just got a little bit of moonshine shining in the window. And you wake up, and you look out, and you see that big old head staring at you.
I do that every night, Harold, when you're getting up to go outside to the outhouse without your shirt on. I just kind of put a hole or two through you, too.
That's scary, honey.
Wouldn't be no different.
Well, I guess so. I never seen me get out of bed, so I don't know how ugly that is.
Right. You'd be looking at it from the inside out, not the outside in. So you get that big old bear out there in the corner, it's going to be a lot less scary. I tell you what, Harold, it would not be as scary.
No way scary, I'm telling you. But it were a good thing Tony Stewart win that, because he could appreciate a good bear trophy.
Yeah, it'd be a big old trailer getting that thing home to Columbus, Indiana.
Old Jimmy Johnson was second. If he won, that thing would be sitting in a box somewhere, because his wife would never let that thing out in their fancy
oh, heck
fancy
no. That would,
place.
That would not mix well with the Fabergé eggs.
It would look no good with their fancy flancy stuff over there.
And their Levi Strauss jeans.
Yeah, never wear no jeans.
Now, apparently he says he gets a good table now and then at them fancy restaurants if he's wearing the right straight leg jeans. All you got to get is a good clean pair of overhauls. That's all you got to do around here to get into the local filling station that their snack bar they got.
Yeah, and they good vittles over there. Not as good as the stuff you's cook, but it's not bad.
Well, I hear they're going to quit using that real grease and they're going to start using some poly something or other over at the Chicken Shack.
Yes, always ruining stuff. Always ruining
always
stuff.
Trying to make it too healthy. Just like water, they're adding vitamins to water. It's just plain nuts.
You got enough stuff in the water. You can see the water. It's good for you.
You can walk on some of that water.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, I'm not too happy about that Chicken Shack not doing their chicken in no 5W30 no more.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole lot different.
That was always good stuff. You get done eating it, you could just take
stuff.
You could take your handkerchief and you just have enough grease to grease your car with. That was good.
You can do
grease.
All your bearings, all your wheel bearings.
Yes.
They should have had some of that at Atlanta.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be real good.
See some of them cars bursting into flames, the wheel bearings just overheating?
That was scary. That was
wild
scary
time.
Watching that. That old,
they need good chicken grease on that.
Yeah. That old Martin Truex, if he would have won the Best Pro Shop trophy with the Best Pro Shop car, that would real be something.
Oh, there'd be an inquiry, I bet. It's enough when the Lowe's car is winning at the Lowe's track.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
So if you have the Bass Pro car winning at the Bass Place, well, you're going to have people stumbling.
Well, there was more controversy, though. It's that old caution flag for debris. They always say debris is causing the cautions. And old Dale Earnhardt Jr., he got lucky again.
He got luck riding on his side.
Yeah, he does. He finished third. On old tires. His tires is old.
I'll tell you what. He must have been a-scratching his head when all that whole line of cars went down pit road and left him out there to dry on the other side of that.
I think he was open to Budweiser at the time.
He might have been distracted.
Yeah, I think he was
That's
just
right.
popping the top. My old Budweiser shucking it down. And all of a sudden, everybody turning. Well, he couldn't turn. He spilled beer.
He could not turn.
If he turned, he spills beer. Can't do that.
He'll spill it all over the place.
He'd spill it, and that weren't no good.
It's going to smell like Talladega.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good. So he had to stay out.
I think it worked out in his favor, though.
He did all right.
Even though that Yuri Jr. lad was kind of thinking that was not a good idea, but...
Well,
I don't know. There weren't enough, I don't think, to even make it to the pit.
Well, them tires is really funky. They were just not working well. They'd do okay, and then all of a sudden, they just start wearing out. They were scary.
Stuff happens.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it.
That's for sure, that's for sure. Well, anyhow, Matt Kenseth, he was sport. Greg Biffle were fifth. I didn't even know he was still racing. He ain't finished up front in so long.
Greg who?
Biffle.
That's right. That's
Miff.
Right.
Miff. Miff. Sounds like a noise Leroy makes. Miffle. Just don't get it.
Only when he has his muzzle on.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Some companies are coming.
Yeah, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Jeff Gordon was six, and he won a race for the most whining during a race. He were whining and whining. One car got in my way. He stole this whining and whining and whining. I just don't get it. Got four championships. What the hell do you want?
Maybe he wanted a bear trophy.
What would he do with a bear trophy? That bear would eat his car. It was so ugly. Just tear it up. So good thing he didn't win. Now, if Kyle Edwards had won, do you think he would have done a flip off the trophy? That thing was big enough.
I'm just glad Tony Stewart didn't do a flip off that top wire of the fence.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. That's for sure.
That's just plain nuts, that is.
That boy can sure climb.
Better than a squirrel's.
Yeah, well, he can climb, though. You notice he was climbing faster this time? He must be losing weight because he's climbing faster.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Carl Edwards.
There's only nothing left.
No, I wanted to see Carl win. But he keeps saying, come around me, it's okay, pass me.
He just wants to give someone else a chance.
Yeah, so who the hell is PK?
I don't know.
Who is PK anyway?
His name's Pierre Cattell.
That what his name is?
It's his name.
That'd be
don't
awesome.
Ask me.
Glad that's not my name, because I'd have a hell of a time spelling that, I'm telling you.
You'd need yourself a 12-foot business card.
That's what I need. You got a business card that big, you need a trailer to carry it, I'm telling you.
You absolutely need a trailer.
That's for sure.
You'd need a tandem axle trailer with a tarp over it and a license sticker on the back.
Think Dave Burns has a 12-foot business card?
I bet he does, because I know he probably has a trailer hitch all waiting to hook up to it.
Yeah, we know where, too.
Yes, sir.
That boy.
Right in the receiver.
I'm telling you, I don't understand what he's doing as an announcer.
Well, did you notice he's the one they sicked on Robbie Gordon?
Yeah, they did.
Because I'm sure none of them other reporters really wanted to go and confront the man.
No, there's probably old chicken.
But Burns, he'd do anything. He'd jump right in the middle of a cockfight if you give him enough money.
Yeah, it could be dangerous. That might be fun to watch.
That
might be fun to watch.
It's a pretty bloody mess, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, it could
feathers be. Feathers everywhere.
Yeah, it could be. Could be a mess.
Run it out.
No way. Anyway, Denny Hamlin were eight. What happened to all the paint on his car? His car was a different color. Just white. With stickers. Just don't get that.
I don't get it neither.
It was kind of weird looking. Now, he don't look like the kind of boy that go golfing neither.
Denny Hamlin? You don't think he'd go golfing?
No, I don't think so. He'd go hunting
well,
before he'd go
that's
golfing.
That's a good thing, because I don't think a real man would go golfing. That ain't a manly sport to me.
No, that ain't no manly sport like checkers, I'm telling you.
I actually don't even think that's a sport.
That no sport?
That ain't no sport, that golfing thing.
No, that's just a little ball you smack.
You
want
to go out swinging things, you ought to take your size and go out and then cut down all the feet. Now that's a sport.
That's a sport, all right.
That's a big sport.
Anyway, Joe Nemechek, he were ninth. All of a sudden, he just like racing up front again. G.I. Joe.
Yeah, but he not run into Jeff. He had a big old wreck, didn't he?
Well, I think ways it happened is Joe was slowing down, and Jeff just tried to drive around him. And he run out of town about the same time he run out of racetrack. That's the way I see it. It weren't Joe's fault.
Well.
And that boy, Robbie Gordon, he were 10th. But his car was a little light after the race. He thrown stuff out the window.
Well, you know how it is when you got a sinking ship.
That's for sure, that's for sure. Well, that there are the results for the Bass Pro Shop 500 down in Atlanta. That was a pretty good race.
That was a good old time.
That sure was.
Why it started that late in the day, I have no idea. It got interfering with my cooking.
I had to have a nap before that race. It starts so late. And
I
the
don't
sun
know why
be
them
going down.
Can't start at noontime no more.
I just don't get it. The sun be going down. It was getting cold. And a race still not over. I don't get it.
I think people was wrapping Christmas presents by the time that race is over.
That's for sure. Well, there was another boy that had a good race. He ain't had many good ones. David Gilliland. He finished 15.
That's all right.
Gilliland. His name hard to say.
I believe it's David Gilliland.
Well, easy for you to say.
You hear what our boy?
What did you say, honey?
Did you see what our boy Bernie Lamar did?
Mm-mm.
He no sooner moved out of the loft, and he's out picking fights in the middle of the midst.
That ain't too smart. Old Nikki,
I don't think so.
Nikki, she gonna throw him out. He get rough and tough like that.
He better watch himself.
Then where he be? He be back in the loft.
Gonna be back in the loft and out picking eggs.
Yeah, he be getting eggs and helping me weed them rutabagas.
But he left me a real nice picture, and I put it over up there on the wall in the kitchen. I put it right underneath big old Tim Richmond.
Well, that's good. Those two boys get along just fine.
Yeah, I think it looks good there.
Yeah, it does. Anyway, that were the race down in Atlanta. When we come back, we're going to talk about some real racing way back in 1952. This is Harold, that's Beauty. We'll be back.
RacerDogs.com, because dogs want to go fast too. You see them every week at the track. None of these are the typical lassies. They're hardcore blue-collar racer dogs with dirt under their nails and unabashed loyalty. Nose to the wind and letting the world blow by. Order your red, white, and blue thicker carbon-approved t-shirts today at RacerDogs.com His dogs want to go fast, too. From every purchase, a dollar is donated to the Ryan Newman Foundation.
Motorsports Tonight is presented by RPM Diecast. Check them out on the web at rpmdiecast.com. They're an authorized distributor of Action Performance, the most trusted name in NASCAR and NHRA diecast collectibles. All your favorite drivers are featured, including the new Dale Earnhardt Jr. Father's Day Budweiser Monte Carlo and the Casey Kane Dodge Dealers Click Michigan Wind Dodge Charger. 1/24th scale, just $64.99 at rpmdiecast.com. While you're there, check out their Salute to Dale Earnhardt section and all the diecast from the movie Talladega Nights. RPM Diecast is your home for the latest in racing collectibles, merchandise, and apparel, including the Dale Earnhardt Jr. camo cap, just $24. Visit rpmdiecast.com or call toll-free 1-877-800-2415 Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 Central. rpmdiecast.com has shipped almost 100,000 internet orders since 1998. When it comes to diecast, the only name you need to know is rpmdiecast.com.
This is Carbon Super Sports, the official spokespup for RacerDogs.com. Anyone who knows me knows I have good fashion sense and an appreciation for quality. That's why I chose Stellar Apparel as my official wardrobe company. They may not make shirts just for me with four sleeves yet, but two sleeves seem to suit my favorite humans just fine. Stellar Apparel offers custom apparel, screen printing, embroidery, and a variety of promotional items. Give Jamie a call at 1-866-461-8232 or visit StellarApparel.com today. And hey, tell him Carbon sent ya.
Harold, those boys.
I think your banter blew a string.
Osborne brothers, they just didn't want to play any more than that.
Well, you know them. They can be cantankerous, especially that.
They just teasing us.
Well, that's salty dog, so I could sing it for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Worn down socking in the worn out shoe. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your gal at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Sing it again, honey.
You don't want to hear that again.
Okay, well, I thought it was.
World don't need
good.
That kind of crap.
Yeah.
There was a salty dog.
I think this has got to be Halloween somewhere.
Yeah, it might be. Might be.
Some part of the world right now is Halloween, and there's goblins and spooks out there floating around doing stuff that we don't even know.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
You just think things is going to happen, and it's going to take a surprise. You know, next thing you know, it's going to be knocking on the door. Creeper's going to be there.
That'd be scary.
Yeah. Grim Reaper, just a big old black hood and two holler eyes.
Well, I'm just
size like I was talking about.
Yeah, that'd be scary.
Damn scary.
Old Sparky, he's just trying to get me to go down to the lodge tomorrow night for a Halloween costume party.
I think you should go. What y'all gonna dress up as?
Well, he wanted to go as a mule.
Well, I know just the thing.
But I'm tired of making an ass out of myself.
Well, he could go as the front end.
Well,
and you could just act natural as the back end.
That's what he said, too. Damn it.
Well, we're both on to something. Back of mine thinks the same.
Hey, old Sparky, the only problem is I try to do the bobbing for apples, I'm going to bite them in the ass.
Well, you're reaching for the wrong apple there, man.
That's not the apple I want. Anyway, back in 1952, we went up to a great race at Niagara Falls. You remember that one?
That was a hot old July day.
It sure was hot. But we was going up there to remember the times that we went up there many years before that. When we got hitched.
Hitched to what?
When you and I got hitched. When we got married, huh?
Like a trailer?
It was so... When we got married, and we went up to Niagara...
Yeah, I think I remember that.
Yeah, when we went up to Niagara Falls, and it weren't nothing but a trickle back then.
That's right. It was just nothing like open sore with pus rolling out of it.
Just a little bit over the hills, and that was it.
That was like a son of Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Dick Trickle?
He racing?
No, it was just Trickle.
I don't remember him racing up there in 1952.
Dick Trickle was not racing in 1952.
I think he was still working
wearing a filling station.
Probably. He didn't start racing until he was like 80.
That's right.
Old Buddy Schumann, he won that race that we go see.
Now, is he related to Ronnie Schumann, Outlaw Driver?
Maybe.
I just don't know.
He could be. He were driving good old number 89. You don't see a lot of 89s anymore.
Y'all don't never see no 89.
Nope.
Maybe it's a band number. Maybe it's been retired.
He were driving one of them fabulous Hudson Hornets.
Did you just pass wind?
That weren't me. That were Leroy.
Yeah, that's what you say all the time. You blame it on the dog.
Well, you saw his tail lift up and over to one side. That be it. Herb Thomas, he were second. Ray Doohickey. He were third.
He was driving that number 44 car. I was forgetting how to say his name, so I'm glad y'all did.
Doohickey. That was him. Jake Reynolds was fourth.
Who?
Jack Reynolds. He were
Jack
driving
Reynolds.
For...
Yeah, I mind him.
Remember him? He were driving for the Wish Brothers.
That's right. Don't they make them their side cutters?
Yeah, Wish Brothers.
I thought so.
Yeah. Pert Brown were fifth. Neil Coley.
Now, what if his last name was Blonde instead of Brown?
I ain't be working on RPM tonight.
There you go. I think he would.
Yeah, he would.
How about Neil Cole?
Coley?
Yes, sir.
Neil Coley. Fonty Flock were seven. He beat his brother.
Sure enough did.
Yeah, he did. Bucky Shaker were eight. Old Teddy Chamberlain. Remember Teddy?
Yeah, didn't he start the Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, he was a Chamberlain. He were nine. And that famous Canadian driver, Albert Lemieux, he were ten.
I think it's pronounced Lemieux, just like a cat walking around wanting a bowl of milk. Lemieux.
You sure it ain't Lemuics?
Well, I heard tale of Martin Truex, so I don't think he pronounced Trueu, so maybe it is Lemuics.
Yeah, maybe. Charles Berry were 11. Dickie Rathman were 12.
He's a good boy.
Yeah, and Timmy Flock, he were 13th.
He crashed out, though. I remember that.
He crashed hard. He didn't get much past a quarter of the race, and he go crash.
Took a whole bunch out at the same time.
Yeah, they did. Old Eddie Lentz was in that crash with him. Herschel McGriff was having a good race, and then all of a sudden, there goes the engine. That was a good race. Way back in 1952.
That's back when cars was cars and they run them on dirt.
Yeah, that was good racing back then.
That was a mighty fine time.
Anyway, that were the race way back when. What you got coming up for Vittles?
Well, I've been fixing on making something real special because I've invited company.
We're having company?
We're having company. I phoned up Cale Yarborough.
Cale's
coming?
He said
he might try to make it. Yes, sir, he might try to make it. He said he'd do his best.
That'd be fun. What you fixing for Mr. Yarborough?
Well, I'm going to make him some chicken fried steak with some sweet onion gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And since Halloween's just around the corner, we're going to make a special treat. We're going to make some saltwater taffy. And he said he's going to help me pull that taffy.
Well, that sounds good. I guess we'll take a little break. And when we come back, Beauty's gonna tell you how to fix them vittles. This is Harold. That's Beauty. This is Speedway City, USA, damn it.
This is Carbon Supersport from RacerDogs.com with an important message. Do you have a human at home that needs a new outfit? Why not visit RacerDogs.com and pick out a shirt or two from my own Carbon-approved collection? Now, I'm not going to tell you how I approve these magnificent articles of clothing, but I will guarantee you that everything is now dry and ready to ship to your doorstep. So please visit RacerDogs.com today. I work for biscuits, and I'm starting to get hungry.
Need custom embroidery or screen printing? Stellar Apparel handles every customer like they're our only one. Customer satisfaction, our number one priority. From screen-printed and embroidered apparel to custom promotional items, make Stellar Apparel your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Check them out on the web at stellarapparel.com. Can't spell? Find the link on Doin' Donuts' website right now. That's Stellar Apparel, the official screen printer of Doin' Donuts.
My name is Matthew. My wish was to see the snow.
Matthew had never seen the snow before. We built snowmen.
Snowmen!
A snowball fight.
The snow tastes like popsicle.
His life was turned upside down by his cancer. The trip just gave us a chance to be a family and Matthew to be just a kid in the snow.
There are lots of ways you can help make a child's wish come true. To find out how, visit wish.org.
The power of the
wit. My lucky day.
Yeehaw.
That boys don't seem to like to play too long.
I think they stink. Cut.
That's about it. Others don't get it.
They've been playing hard. They've been on the road for years and years, and I know that Sonny Osborne still plays a lot of concerts, and Bobby, he just done cut himself a new CD. So, They've paid their dues. They don't have to play whole songs for us.
Well, it would be nice if they'd just sing a little longer.
Well, sometimes...
Cut! 106 miles to Chicago.
They just don't want to play.
Well, we'll let them, you know, we'll let them have a red porch and let their band handle the, you know, the smoke roll out of it.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Well,
grudge. Believe it, you know.
They just—they keep trying to sing, though.
Cut. It's kind of like a spooky Halloween night.
Yeah, I just.
What can you do? You know, I could drag out my banjo and do some backup picking, but I'd have to tune my thing, and I got strings all over the place. Cut! Yeah, well, you know, at least they follow instructions, unlike you, Harold. Did you all carve out a rutabaga to put a candle in and set it out in the front porch for the onion?
Of course,
I thought you found one that looked like toast, you know? It even had like 5 or 6 months on it. Or maybe it's moss.
Yeah, it was moss.
Well, you got to quit leaking on them, baby. Yeah, well, you know, it's just like magic. I can just snap my fingers. Just snap my fingers in them. All four brothers just don't stop plucking.
That was pretty good.
Well, I got vittles to make.
Well, you got vittles to make, all right.
Because we got King Yoga coming. Ancient home of the...
I don't know.
Spit it out, Bobby.
They just didn't want to spit it out, did they?
Well, I think them boys is corrupt. Cut! Yeah, well, we're going to make us a chicken fried steak for Kel Yarbrough. I can't take no more of this Auburn Brother madness. We're going to make chicken fried steak with sweet onion gravy. And actually, a little bit of history on the chicken fried steak. It's usually made with round steak that's been tenderized. You know, you hammer it on down with a big old mallet, something you've used to change your tars with. And it's dipped in an egg and milk mixture, and then you kind of drag it around some flour and breadcrumbs. And then the coated steak is fried in some hot grease, and all nice and crispy and brown chicken. What we gonna do?
That ain't no real chicken. That's not real chicken in that chicken fried steak.
It's called steak. Harold, what was your first
clue? I thought it was just chicken that had been hit with a steak.
No, sir. What it is, you're taking a steak and you're preparing it like you would fried chicken, except it's steak.
I've never known that.
So you're going to take 1 to 1
all
and a half
these years,
pounds
I thought they were killing the chicken with a steak.
Well, only if it's a vampire.
Well, that makes
sense. You got to drive right to its heart.
Anyway, you get back to that, Vittles. Go ahead. Tell us more.
You can only get that chicken's called Buffy. I'll take 1 to 1.5 pounds of round steak. Now, that's a cheap cut, but when you hammer it all flat, it's going to be nice and tender. And you're going to cut it into serving-sized portions. Take 1/4 to 1/2 cup of shortening at 1 cup of flour, and you're going to divide that 1/4 of a cup of cornmeal, 1 1/2 teaspoons of salt, 2 large eggs, 1 great big old sweet onion, like a Vidalia onion. You're going to chop that all up fine. 4 tablespoons of butter, 1/4 cup of flour, 1 1/2 to 2 cups of milk, and 1 teaspoon of seasoning, and a little bit of salt and pepper. And what you're going to do, you're going to get yourself a medium cast iron skillet, and you're going to put it over medium heat. And you're going to cook your onion in 2 tablespoons of butter, very soft and golden. It'll take about 30 minutes to do. Pickled onions take a long time to cook. You're going to set that onion aside. Put a 1/2 cup of flour in a small bowl, and in the bowl you're going to put another 1/2 cup, combine the 1/4 cup of salt with that. And in the third bowl, I hope you got a lot of bowls, you put your eggs in. Are they trying again? But in the third bowl, you're going to beat your egg. And then in a large skillet over medium heat, you're going to melt the shortening, and you should have the 1/4 melted shortening in the bottom. So once your steaks are all pounded down to tenderize, spread each flour, you the egg mixture, and you put it around that seasoned cornmeal mixture, and that big old hunk of steak hot oil, and cook it for about 3 minutes on the side until it looks like it's done. Then you're going to remove them steaks, keep them warm, and pour off the shortening, and add 2 tablespoons of butter and the cooked onions. Then butter until the butter's melted, extra flour that you got, and you just keep on stirring that until the mixture is thickened. I think you can add a bit of milk to it. About 1/4 to 1/2 of shakers or bouillon, and then you taste it. See if you need a little salt and pepper, and if you put a little bit more in, and serve that up with mashed potatoes and some rice. And I know that Cale Yarborough really likes that, because he likes chicken fried steak, because he was running for Holly Farms at one point.
That makes sense. They kill their chickens with steaks there at Holly Farms?
Only if they're named Buffy.
That'd be scary.
Them vampire chickens.
How many?
So what we're going to do.
Now, vampire chicken, if a vampire chicken bite you, you turn into a chicken or into a vampire?
You turn into a cock.
Go on with your recipe.
We're going to make some saltwater taffy because this here's Halloween, and I know how the youngins really like to come and get my saltwater. So for the saltwater taffy, you go 2 cups of granulated sugar, regular, garden variety sugar, 1 cup of light corn syrup, that's colored stuff, 1 1/2 teaspoons of 2 teaspoons of butter, or spoons of butter, that makes a big old difference. And 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon and 7 drops of food coloring. And you're going to combine the sugar, syrup, and 1 1/2 cups of water in a pan. And you're going to cook it slowly. You just stir it until all that sugar dissolves. Bring it up to a hard boil, 260 degrees without stirring it. Then move it from the heat. What it sounds like. Stir in the remaining ingredients, and you pour it into a buttered skillet that has nice tall edges on it. Cool it just until it's comfortable enough to handle, because that's going to be really hot. Then you're going to take some butter, and you're going to put the butter all over your hands. I think the toilet's backed up. Then you're going to gather with your buttered hands, gather the taffy into some balls, and you just start pulling it. And I know he really likes this part. He likes the taffy pulls. Cut. And when the candy is light in color and gets really hard to pull, you pull it into real long strands about 1/2 inch thick. And then you butter a pair of scissors. You're going to have a lot of butter all over the place. It's going to be real slippery. You butter the scissors, and you snip it into bite-sized pieces. Just individually wrap each piece of plastic, and you can stack Halloween to open you and to come up and have the nerve to walk past you or that rutabaga with the...
That'd be a scary rutabaga to see. I'm telling you that.
Especially the one that looks like Tony Stewart.
Yeah, it does.
But I think that rutabaga's on the nose.
Yeah, it could be. Could be.
I think it is.
Yeah, it could.
Not much you can do about that. But anyway, I think Kale, he's going to be here real soon, and I hope he brings me flowers.
You need flour?
He said he's going to bring me some nice-smelling flowers that you put in a vase.
You want me to throw flour in your face?
Yeah, Harold, that's exactly what I want you to do. Would you clean out your ears?
Well, you said that you hope he brings some good-smelling flour to throw in your vase.
Kale's going to tell us all the time when he was on the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, that was good. That was good acting on there. He were a good actor.
I enjoyed that.
He were a good actor, I'm telling you.
Real good actor.
He were the best.
Do you know he was also in Stroker Race, that movie?
Really?
Yes, sir, he was in 1983.
He sure get around to the movies.
Now, he was in the Dukes of Hazzard 2 times.
Yeah.
He sure enough was.
Well, he were a good old boy, all right.
Sure was.
Yeah, he were.
Well, he's going to come. He's going to come. He's going to help us eat our chicken fried steak.
That'd
he
be good.
He likes that stuff. I know he does.
That'd be good stuff.
I hope he brings me a nice picture of himself that I can hang it on the wall with a picture of Bernie Lamar and Timmy Richmond.
That'd be good.
I think a nice picture of Kale would be nice up there. You know they all called him the no-neck monster, too?
They call him the no-neck monster?
Yeah, what's that all about?
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Shush, Leroy.
Making noises again. Maybe he needs bed.
Leroy, go sit down. Just relax. Just don't get it.
Dog's always a fusser.
He's a fussing, all right. Anyway.
You know that Kale Yarbrough was also an IROC champion?
I never known that.
We're back in 1984.
That's pretty cool.
He's pretty darn nice.
He's about the best racer that I know.
Yes, sir.
Just a good old boy.
He must be getting close.
Never meaning no harm.
His song's playing.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the kid he was born. Straightening the curve.
Oh, Leroy, he likes that music.
Yeah, he sure did. He's singing right along.
Yeah,
he was tapping his paw and a singing.
Yeah, he was. So we're going to have some chicken fried steaks.
And saltwater taffy.
Saltwater taffy, that's good stuff.
It's real fine stuff. Except you're going to have to use extra poly grip on your teeth because that is some sticky mess.
Well, I think I'm just going to take my teeth out and just gum it.
Yeah, you'd probably do better off doing that.
Just stick it all over my gums. That'd be fun. That's good stuff. You makes the best saltwater taffy, I'm telling you.
Well, I do my best. It helps if you got a good pulling partner, and I know that Kale, when he gets here, he's going to be able to help me pull that taffy.
Well, I hope he pulls a lot better than these boys say. Hey. Well, at least they're listening.
Yeah, they sure. I'm going to have to fire their butts.
Yes. Don't know what's wrong with those boys. Well, anyway, folks, We're just going to sit here and wait for Cale Gear. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we got more stuff for you. This is Speedway City, USA, damn it.
This is Carbon Supersport from RacerDogs.com with an important message. Do you have a human at home that needs a new outfit? Why not visit RacerDogs.com and pick out a shirt or two from my own carbon-approved collection? Now, I'm not going to tell you how I approve these magnificent articles of clothing, but I will guarantee you that everything is now dry and ready to ship to your doorstep. So please visit RacerDogs.com today. I work for biscuits, and I'm starting to get hungry.
HotJackets.com has the best pricing and selection of NASCAR jackets you will find anywhere. These same jackets are priced as high as $200 or more at the track, but Hot Jackets has them for just $99. Coming this fall, the brand new Superman jacket, and in stock now is the complete Ricky Bobby Talladega Nights collection. You can also find many of your favorite college teams and the cool new Muppets jackets, too. HotJackets.com, your only choice for the complete selection of JH Design Line jackets at the best price anywhere.
So cool, so confident when I say that is why I love the head plate. I put it in my head and use it every day. I got the look because of head plate.
Information about Headblade, check us out at Headblade.com.
Headblade!
Miss those Georgia piney woods. Ain't you home of the creek and the Cherokee and me?
They seem to like this song, boys. Yes, Harold. That's Beauty over there. Right over there.
Way on the other side of the cabin.
Yeah. Way over there. I'm pointing. Can't you see him while I'm pointing, folks?
But there's radio, Harold.
Okay. Well, I was pointing that way.
You're always a pointing that way, Harold.
Well, depends on which way the breeze is going.
That's true.
That's for sure.
Even the sundial.
That's pretty scary looking sundial, too. Anyway, folks, we sure hope you liked this show tonight. If you didn't, what's wrong with you?
Hey, what's wrong with your mind?
Just don't get it. Want to thank our musical guests, the Osborne Brothers. They like this song better than another one.
Hey, do y'all see that old Plymouth coming up?
Yeah, I see the headlights.
Here it comes.
It's got to be coming.
Hey, y'all, he's coming.
That's Cale, all right.
That dog out of the way.
Yeah, old Leroy. You better be nice to Cale.
Now put the muzzle on.
Let me tell the story. I can tell
the story. He all excited.
Damn.
He's excited.
That's Cale Yarbrough. You be careful.
Yeah.
He's about as tall as you are.
Yeah, he is. Anyway, folks, that's it for tonight's show.
Okay, y'all can come over here. Sit down over here. I'll take the bait.
Hey, Cale, say hi to everybody.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
He's been shy.
Come on over. You let her. Okay. Right. In the corner.
Or send him outside.
God, bust the tires on that Plymouth.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, that's it for tonight. We'll be back next week. This is Earl. That's Beauty. Say goodnight to everybody, Beauty.
Not everyone. I'm going back to the kitchen.
Yeah, she's a good cook. That's it for us, folks. Good night.
Thunder, thunder, over Thunder Road. Thunder was his engine, and white lightning was his load. Moonshine, moonshine, quench the devil's thirst. The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first.